Well, Loic's, you know, I don't know any more probably than you, Tony. I got a phone call, you know, sort of 12 o'clock today saying that old Loic's going on his way to I think, to Chelsea. And so it was, you know, but he came in today. He reported with the rest that he was down to play today. He was going to play. But when he came in, I stopped him and obviously I had a chat with him in my office. And he would have played. He didn't refuse to play or anything else. He would have played today. But I just, you know, his head wasn't really on playing when he's, you know, you're going to move tonight. So and I just felt I needed 11 players today whose heads were completely on to play for QPR and not worry about anything else. And so I decided not to play him.
Any others happening?
Nothing much going. I mean, Lassana Diarra's had a medical today, and hopefully he's all. I'm sure he's okay, and he's going to hopefully, you know, get a deal with him for a season. He's a top player. You know, I had him at Portsmouth, and you know, I had him for a year, and then we sold him. Just after I left Portsmouth, they sold him for £22 million to Real Madrid. So you can't be a bad player when they pay £22 million for you.
Harry, on the subject of Remy, do you believe, or did you believe until 12 o'clock today, that he would remain a QPR player after Monday?
Oh, yeah, I thought he was here for sure. I really never entered my mind that he would leave. I didn't think, you know, I thought they'd not cut me in Chelsea. You know, he's only going to go to one of the big clubs. He wouldn't leave here for anybody else. It had to be a Champions League club. And I thought, well, Chelsea are not going to come in, Arsenal. Then Arsenal lost Giroud. I thought, well, maybe they might be interested, perhaps, you know. But no, I thought, oh, he'd be here. And then he came out of the blue.
So with that in mind, had you been looking at strikers, and does that make you extra busy before Monday?
No, we have looked at strikers. You know, I have been looking, but it's hard, isn't it? When you look round, you've got £10 million for Remy because he had a buyout clause. Where do you find strikers? You know, there's people coming out of the Championship. They're going for £10-11 million. What do you? And there's a player there. You've lost a player who's a French international, top player. So it's not easy, is it? You know, he was a bargain, really. You've got to go and probably pay as much again to go and get somebody out of the Championship. So I don't think we'll be making, you know, it's difficult. And if we can find somebody worth the money, we'll see how we go.